Welcome to Weekend Getaway Reviews, the show dedicated to inspiring you to break free from any excuses that are preventing you from traveling and going on more getaways. My name is Carmen Benton, and my husband Ben and I run a successful travel blog at weekendgetawayreviews.com. We love to travel and we do it a lot, and even though our trips are usually weekend getaways, we have managed to take getaways around the world because we have figured out how to fit traveling our busy schedules and budgets. Join us weekly right here to learn how we do it, and hopefully we'll get to inspire you with our adventures. Without further delay, here's today's show. Hey there, this is Carmen Benton from Weekend Getaway Reviews, and today we have in an episode to talk about California Adventure versus Disneyland. Are you going to Disneyland soon or thinking about it and trying to decide between which park you should go, California Adventure or Disneyland? This was something we had to go through not too long ago during spring break, and we sure had a lot of opinions on which of the park you should go. So in this episode, I'm going to try to help you with that decision. And as difficult as this decision might sound, I would like you to consider that, as I would tell my daughter normally, this is like a first world problem. What do I mean? And sorry about my sarcasm, but you're going to the happiest place on earth regardless. So you cannot go wrong with any decision you take about this topic. It's really all about personal preferences and what you like to do more. But I'm going to give you the kind of two things you can do in this part so you can make your decision. And in the second part of the podcast, I'm going to tell you a super hack on ticket prices that might help you make your decision easier. So I do understand that if you only have one day in Anaheim, it's really a very important decision to make. Are you going to spend your day at California Adventure or you're going to spend your day at Disneyland? But if, like most people, you're going to go for at least 2 days, I would recommend that you split your time between the two parks, because they both have amazing attraction, amazing things to see. They actually have done a very, very good job dividing the coolness of the parks. And even in Disney World, they have divided the key attractions throughout the park, so you kind of have to go to both, or in Disneyland, but how many there are in Orlando. So yes, they got us, and they have make it so that you need to go to all of them, but it's not bad. They're actually good, really good, very different experiences. So in our case, we were there for a week in Anaheim. We actually had a 5-day tickets pass, and we decided to go 2 days to California Adventure Park, 2 days to Disneyland, and then in alternating mode. So one day, and then the last day we were gonna just make a big boat and decide which park we were gonna go based on everyone's input, which could be a little dangerous, but we figured out that we remained with like a double, triple boat so we could break any ties and at the end also decide where we wanted to go. So we actually had this. Then the question came to be, where are we gonna go first? So the decision in our case also was very important because my youngest son is autistic, and I need to make sure he was always having a good time, because if he wasn't having a good time, trust me, no one else was going to have a good time. So let me tell you a little bit about the pros and cons of each of the parks. So California Adventure Park, the pros is that it's less crowded than Disneyland. It's a smaller park. It's more adult friendly because it has beverages, if you know what I mean, wink wink. And the food selection was better. Now, we went in March, And the food and wine festival was going on, and so there were very, very good food selections just sitting around. That might not be the case normally, but I do know for a fact they do have adult beverages all the time. So the cons about California Adventure Park are that there are not as many rides as in Disneyland, and it's oriented, the rides that exist are oriented mostly towards smaller children, which is not necessarily a bad thing depending the age of your party. In my case, I had a 12-year-old and a 4-year-old and anything in between. Literally, we had 12, 11, 9, 8, 5, and 4. So we had a lot of people to please with a lot of tastes. I have kids that want to go in the first row of roller coaster. I have kids that cannot stand the noise of a roller coaster. So just imagine. Then we talk about Disneyland. So the pros about Disneyland is that they don't call it the happiest place on earth for nothing, right? It is the happiest place on earth. I am a 43-year-old woman and I look around and it's just magical. Everything is so perfect and well put together and well maintained and well thought out, and it's just amazing. And I am not like a Disney crazy person that walks around. Like, there's some Disney crazy people around, right? No offense to anyone. I just really enjoy the park, even though I'm not talking about Disney all day long. The rides are still awesome, even when you're 43. I really enjoy them. Even Toddler Mountain, it was awesome. And there's scary rides like Space Mountain, or my 4-year-old, I couldn't believe he wanted to do the bobsleds, Matterhorn bobsled. Anyways, the big mountain thingy, and that was a little jerky. They need to remodel it, and I know they will do soon because they did remodel the Thunder Mountain, which used to be jerky and that was very smooth. So just go and remodel them all because I'm too old to be jerk around with all these old rides. But okay, another more thing that's good in Disneyland, there's so much to do. You definitely need more than one day in that park. The parades are fantastic, and they're like characters walking around all the time, not just like the Disney characters, but there's Star Wars stormtroopers. There's just fun people walking around. Everyone is friendly. Everyone who works there is happy to be there, and it shows. Then the cons about Disneyland is that even in crowded days, Disneyland has more crowds than you can think of. We were lucky the first 2 days in both parks. We were like, there was like a lot of empty spaces, and we can walk from attraction to attraction, and it was nice. The last 3 days we were there, it was crazy. It was spring break, so duh. I mean, one of the busiest times to go, but it was crazy. And Disneyland was even more crowded than California Adventure. And the food selection, really not that good. I mean, overpriced mac and cheese, overpriced hot dogs, and overpriced tasteless hamburgers. So, not very that good. And the park is larger, and things are more dispersed, so you have to walk a little further to go from attraction to attraction. So, which one is the winner? And that is actually a personal preference, right? It depends who you ask. If I ask the 8 of us that were there, I bet you that we actually may have a split vote decision, maybe even a tie. We actually missed to ride the Grizzly Rabbits, which are in California Adventure Park because it was closed for refurbishment. Boo, boo, boo. But that is a super cool ride. I really like it. Another thing that California Adventure has is the Tower of Terror, that now is called the Guardians of the Galaxy, but it's the same concept. And if you like roller coasters, that is the one that you want to do, right? And so, it depends what you like. Do you like big scary stuff? Do you like more looking at characters? Do you have older kids or smaller kids? There's really nothing. There's no way you can go wrong here. I mean, seriously. So I would say, and actually, I do have a poll here. So this is the decision of my family. I say Disneyland. Ben said California Adventure. My son, the 12-year-old, wants to find a way to go to both because he couldn't decide. That this is the vote that we had for the last day. Then my daughter Sophia, who is 11, wants to go to Disneyland. Patrick, who is 9, wants to go to Disneyland. Sarah wanted to go to California Adventure because she really liked the Tower of Terror. Emma didn't even want to go anywhere because she, in every party, everyone needs to be, party pooper, right? And she was pouting. And my 4-year-old wanted to go to Disneyland. So you see in our vote that Disneyland won over California Adventure for the last day, but it's really because it has more things to do, not because the park is not awesome, the California Adventure. Anyways, so we're gonna go to a small commercial break, and when we come back, I'm gonna tell you which one did we go first, why, and how did we actually get these 5-day tickets that it was like a stealing deal. So you wanna stay, don't go anywhere. We'll be back soon. Okay, so welcome back. We are talking about California Adventure versus Disneyland, and there's a lot of factors that play into this, and one of them is how much are you paying for tickets and how much can you afford to pay for tickets. So we talk about in the last podcast on how finding the best deal on airplanes, find the best accommodation and the tickets, because those are like the main three expenses you're gonna have. So we are a family of 8. We're going to Disneyland for 5 days. And I was quoting these tickets left and right everywhere I could. And a 5-day ticket with admission to one park per day, no hopper, meaning that you just go to that park and you stay all day, which, quite frankly, that is better for me. I don't like to be going from park to park. And you can do that in California because it's not that far, but you do lose like 30 minutes getting out of the gate and security and getting back into the other gate, especially if it's crowded. There's not a transport inside the park that takes you from park to park. You literally have to go off the gate, cross like the main plaza where Downtown Disney is, and then get to the other park. It's such a waste of time. So I like to just stay in one park the entire day. And you can go out and have lunch or dinner and come back to the park, the same park though. But anyways, the 5-day ticket with admission to one park on the Disney website for 4 adults and 4 kids. Notice that my 2 older kids will pay as an adult because they are older than 10. So 8 of us was $2,600. This is my website. I actually took a picture. $2,600. Then I was searching and searching and searching, and I almost don't even want to give them credit because I tried to apply for their affiliate program so I can actually really sell for them because it was such a good deal and they didn't think I had enough traffic in my website, so they declined me. So touché for that, but it is a great deal, so I'm gonna share that with you guys. I went to the Southern California City Pass, and you can buy their kind of combos of tickets where you can get the San Diego Zoo or the Legoland or SeaWorld, but they also have a Disney Pass promo or deal, right? Where I bought a 5-day, one park per day for 4 adults and 4 kids for $1,800. I literally save almost $800. It was 700 and some because you see the numbers. I mean, it was 1864 versus 2640. So I saved $754 just by buying it through City Pass. It wasn't any more painful at the gate. It wasn't any more painful when I was buying it. I literally got an email with all my tickets, name by name, I took that to the gate the first day I went to Disneyland, another will call, just through like if I already have my ticket, and then they printed and issued me one of the Disneyland tickets. You would have to do the exact same thing if you bought your tickets on Disneyland.com. The only difference is that if you had the Disney app on your phone and you bought the tickets through Disneyland or Disney.com, you could have put the tickets on your app and just have it on your phone. Now, I tell you, I'd rather have the tickets in paper rather than have them on my phone, because I don't know you, but these days between taking pictures and taking videos and checking the FastPass apps and all that, my phone gets drained super quick, and I don't want the only thing I need in the park, which is my ticket, tied to my phone. That what if it dies and then I don't have any tickets? So paper tickets, I'm old school, work great. But this is how I save $754. Again, I went to Southern California City Pass. Just Google that and I'll take you to a website, because there's City Pass for almost every city, and look for the Disney option. Now, the savings got greater as I added more days. For instance, I think City Pass, the less number of tickets of days that they sell is like 3 days. You can buy any less than that. So when you compare the 4 days in City Pass versus the 4 days in Disney, the savings were less, obviously, than when you added the 5 days. And the 5 days was the most that you can buy. So that's what we had, 5 days tickets to Disneyland. And so what we decided is I would stay at the pool 2 days, because I mentioned in my previous episode that kids actually like to be at the pool. So make sure you get a pool when you think about your accommodation. Now, so here we are and have 5 days tickets. And I mentioned before that we were gonna do 2 days in Disneyland, 2 days at California Adventure, and then we're gonna vote for where to go the last day. But then we were facing another question, which was which park we were gonna go first. So I mentioned earlier too that my youngest son is autistic, and Disney has this amazing service called Disability Access Service, which is what the next episode is going to be all about. And if you have a kid with disability, or you know anyone who has a disability, actually it doesn't have to be a kid, you want to learn about this service, or you want to come back and listen to this podcast, this episode, because it was the difference between a mediocre vacation and an amazing vacation. And I did a lot of research learning about this, watched a lot of YouTube channels, read a lot of blogs, and I'm gonna put it all there for you in one simple podcast that you can download and have with you, even when you go to Disneyland, so you know exactly what to do. But basically, we needed to get this pass for Hank on the first day of our vacation, so it would apply for the entire time. And we were told, actually, I'm going to correct that. I learned in one of the YouTube videos that I watched about the subject that it was easier, it was better, it was faster to go to the California Adventure place where you can get this service issue than in Disneyland. So, because we only had a one park per day, that's what we decided to do. We went the first day to California Adventure and got the Disable Access Service there, and then we stayed that day there, and it worked out perfect. So I hope you have enjoyed these tips. So to recap, if you want to save big money when you're going to Disneyland, get your tickets in City Pass is the best thing I have found. And here goes a little tippet for you too. So we talk about staying at the condo, because you can have a kitchen. We actually save a big amount of money by having groceries delivered to us via Instacart. They were there like 30 minutes after we arrived at the condo, which was awesome. We had all the breakfasts at the condo, very healthy, pancakes and scrambled eggs and bacon and sausage and bagels. It was actually a variety of stuff. And I created this menu where something would be enough for two breakfasts and it will alternate it. And then we'll have every dinner also at the condo because we were at the park the entire day. Then in the park, because we had backpacks, we had water bottles and we had food. We had food at the park only 2 days, like we bought at the park. One day in Disneyland, one day in California Adventure. And quite frankly, my sandwiches for the other days were better. So I had sandwiches, gummy bears, goldfish, granola bars. And really the money that we spent on the park, because it's a lie that you're not going to spend any money there, was like, you know, we bought the kids churros or we bought the kids ice cream. But we wouldn't have to do that anyways, probably. On top of the overpriced mac and cheese. So instead of that, when you are planning your trip, consider to get a place where you can cook your breakfast and your dinners. I mean, not all of them, but you know, most of them. The breakfast actually is easier. It's easier just to get the kids up and make them good food so they're gonna be walking all day and they have nutrition inside of them. And then you can bring some lunches, some snack with you for the day, and maybe you can even cook dinner. And my husband was so proud of my planning abilities because, you know, I had all these meal plans throughout the week. And then the last day I made a fried rice where I was able to use the leftovers of all the meals. So the day that we had chicken, there was chicken leftover. And then one day we had steak, there was steak leftover. And then one day we had sausage and there was sausage leftover. And I took all that with all the veggies that were leftover also and rice and make fried rice and clean up the fridge. There was no waste food. We literally spent like $500 in Instacart for a week for food for 8 people. And that included breakfast, lunches, and dinners. It was very good. So, anyways, I hope you enjoyed these tips. If you have any questions, you can always reach me at the website or through the podcast. You can leave me a voice message if you are listening in Anchor, or leave me a comment if you are in Apple Podcasts, or just send me an email or a comment through the website. I'm very happy to help you, and I hope you come back next week to hear about the Disability Access Service because it was a lifesaver. I will see you next week. Bye. I hope you enjoyed today's episode of We Can Get Away Review, the podcast. And until our next traveling adventure, I hope you got inspired to get rid of the excuses and book your next trip. Travel often and travel more because life is your getaway.